This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote later today on the unprecedented second impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democrats hold a majority in the chamber and have enough votes to approve impeachment on their own, but they are being joined by a growing number of Republicans. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said in explaining her support for impeachment, "There has never been a greater betrayal by a U.S. president." A small but growing number of other Republicans also said they would vote to impeach Trump after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. If the House approves the impeachment resolution, the matter moves to the Senate for a trial where conviction is far from certain. Meantime, the House on Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove Trump with a cabinet vote that he is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. Pence made his intentions known. Late Tuesday, in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he said it would not be in the best interest of the nation and that it was time to unite the country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden next Wednesday. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the major majority leader, that is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable up to 20 years in prison. In the run-up to the election, U.S. officials say some of the 10,000 National Guard troops deployed to the nation's capital to help secure the area ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration will be armed, as we just mentioned. Meantime, the military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all U.S. service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act, and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. The memo signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is unusual in that the military leadership felt compelled to remind service members that it was wrong to disrupt the constitutional process. The memo issued Tuesday amid worry about renewed violence on Inauguration Day next week. Via remote, this is VOA News.